motto of the nonprofit group StoryCorps is simple but profound. Listening is an act of love. A team from StoryCorps visited Tucson recently, and we're proud to share another story from our friends and neighbors with you here on Arizona Spotlight. Last week, we heard the first part of Bruce Cole's story about Richard Heakin, a young gay man who was murdered in Tucson in 1976. Next, we'll hear what happened almost 30 years later. Bruce's interviewer is his friend, Kaz Springer.
At one point in 2002, here in Tucson, we had another young man assaulted. He wasn't killed. He was just beaten. And the man who did it, again, didn't suffer any consequences. So I went to the GLBT Commission, and the night I went there, and I brought copies of many of the letters to the editors and newspaper articles from 1976. And I just wanted to tell the people that, you know, this is really important. I appreciate what they were trying to do and that it was worth standing up for. So there was a woman there. Her name is Rowan Frost. She came up to me and asked me if there was a memorial to this kid. Jen and I said, no, but there probably should be. And we started that night, started talking about what we could do. And within less than 6 months, a small group of people created and funded this Canadian Pink Granite Monument, which now sits in front of City Hall and tells the story of Richard Heakin's death and how it changed Tucson.
What was the family's response to this? Or was there any communication with the family?
After the incident with the GLBT Commission and the establishment of the memorial, which occurred in October 2003, 3 years later, Richard's sister, who is Lori Heakin Ryan, and she has a daughter, Heather, who is about 27 years old. She had heard about her uncle. Of course, she was born after he died. And she was home at her mom's house one night alone, and she just got online and looked up Richard Heakin in Tucson, Arizona. And this whole scene with photographs and dedication ceremony and monument was there online. And of course, she asked her mom, why didn't you tell me about this? And she said, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. So it was just a really big surprise to them. Well, immediately, Lori contacted me, and you know, I was just blown away. I didn't know anyone in the family. We talked a lot, and she decided she wanted to come out and see the memorial. Now, she wanted to come out on Richard's birthday, which is October the 13th in 2006, which, of course, happened to be just 30 years after he was killed in June of 76. So Lori came to Tucson, and while during her stay, there was so much talk about her coming and this event. She was made the Grand Marshal of the Gay Pride Parade, and there was a concert dedicated to her and to Richard. So it was just a very powerful weekend, very, very healthy and healing for all of us to have done something, and certainly for Lori and consequently for her family, her mother received all of these items from Lori and has this place in her house now that's where all these things are gathered together that tell the rest of the story. And the monument talks about turning tragedy into triumph. And it really is that kind of situation where it was just so painful and for me went on for so long because I'd done nothing except remember this and then got a chance to do something. I communicate with his sister regularly. And his niece, we stopped and visited them on our way back to the Midwest. It's had a great time. She has a gay family again.
We just heard Bruce Cole, interviewed by Kaz Springer and recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Tucson. It was produced locally by Matt Felix here at KUAZ. More stories are available online at storycorps.net. And you can hear more Tucson stories on the community page at azpm.org.